What up, what up? Second half of the podcast, Sunday, March 17th, 2004. It's the MMA Obi Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Martin, as always, and Big Marcel, 24, joining me here today, this morning. It's, what, 4:50 there, Marcel? What time is it there?
3:50.
So, afternoon for you and morning for me. Getting us out of the way early, guys. I think we're one of the first people to preview this card. UFC Vegas 89, Hibas versus Namajunas. We'll also briefly talk about the Bellator Belfast card. I don't care about that card that much, to be honest with you. But the UFC card, I think it's a decent card. There's some good fights on this card. Again, it's, you know, a lot of fights that, you know, people are going to kind of overlook, but I think there's a few good ones. Marcel, I think we just get into it. UFC Vegas 89. What's your thoughts on this card, man?
Yeah, there are some fun fights on this card, man. I think overall, it's like, is it a better card than last week? I don't know, man. I think it's kind of similar to me, you know, but yeah, we're gonna watch it. It's a fucking late card for here, man. For a fight night, I'm not happy with. It's probably because it's on big ESPN, but yeah, but that's not really that great, to be honest. But yeah, we'll watch it. You know, I don't give a shit.
I noticed that too. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, so it's a little bit later than usual here in Canada or U.S. as well. Steve says, "I wish I could hibernate until 300." Yeah, it's excuse me, I almost like choked on myself there. No, we got this card, we got the Atlantic City card, and then we have the Allen Curtis rematch card, and then it's UFC 300. So, less than a month, guys.
Sorry? Atlantic City card is also a late one, man.
Is it? Fuck, man. What's going on with it's this? It's getting old now. I can't stay up this late, dude. Just joking. No, this card is going to end at like 1 o'clock. Talk Octagon updates. Glad to have you here, man. All right, let's get into this card, guys. So, we got 13 fights, I believe, or 12. We counted up. Yeah, 13, because we lost one of the fights, right?
Luciano against Pelastri.
We lost that fight. So we still got 13, which is good. All right, let's get into it now. Start with the first fight, UFC stats. We'll work our way up as always. First fight on the card. They're giving us the heavyweights to get out of the way, Marcel. Muhammad Usman, the motor against Mick Parkin, kicking off the card here. Odds for this one. Parkin's the favorite. Minus 150, plus 125 on Usman. You start, Marcel. Go ahead.
Yeah, UFC made a big mistake not putting this on the main card because they normally do with these heavyweights. No, I'm happy it's an early prelim. Yeah, Parkin, he's still undefeated, right? He had a difficult fight, man, last time out against Caio Machado, I remember. Before that, he got an pretty much easy win against Jamal Pokes in London. Muhammad Usman, I'm not really impressed so far, to be really honest. He got that great knockout win over Pauga. After that, at Tafa, where we kept Tafa down, but Tafa has barely a ground game. Junior is that. And I guess Jake Collier was competitive, but he won the fight 2-1. Fuck, I'm going with Parkin, man. I think he wins the decision. But it's not gonna look great, to be honest.
I think they know that, too, and that's why it's the first fight, because they probably aren't expecting anything good. I think it's going to be one of those boring, shitty heavyweight decisions. That's what I think. I think over 1.5 is a really good bet in this fight. I think it goes a distance most of the time. I think it's going to be like low volume, two guys staring at each other a lot of the time. I think Parkin wins too. I think he just outstrikes Usman, but I'm not expecting a good fight here, guys. I think it's going to be boring. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully we're wrong, Marcel. Hopefully it's like a knockout.
Yeah, of course.
Looks good here, but I don't think so, dude. I think it's going to be... Remember that Jamal Pokes fight with Parkin? I think it looks like that. I really think so, you know?
Yeah.
Just like low volume, nothing special, but he wins the decision with his boxing. So that's what I think. All right, we'll go to the next fight here, guys. This is a fun fight, actually, Marcel. This one, you know, two guys are making their debuts in the UFC, but I think this is going to be a good one. We got Igor Da Silva taking on Andre Lima. Both guys from Contender Series.
Got
Andre Lima, sorry?
Igor has changed his name to Seferino.
He really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, I'll change that. Andre Lima minus 175, Igor Severino plus 155. And, yeah, I'm looking at UFC stats. It just still says Da Silva, but I believe that they changed it. So I'll
they requested it to the UFC.
Perfect. All right, cool. So break it down while I actually change it in the background. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I mean... I think both guys are really talented. And to be really honest, I'm not really happy with the matchmaking here. You got two new guys at 125. Why you make them fight each other? Both undefeated. You can both build them a little bit, you know, and now you got to fight, let them fight each other. Igor Seferino, I like him a lot, man. He's a former Jungle Fight champion. He has beat some legit competition, dude. And I mean, the win against Jonathan Silva was pretty nice in the second round of the Contender Series. If you look at Andre Lima, he also went in the Contender Series. He won against Rickson Zenedim, which was a clear decision for him. I think it's a good fight. It's a really fun fight, to be honest. I'm going with Seferino here. I think he wins. But I think it will be a close fight. I'm not going with a finish. I know Seferino has finished all of his fights, but I'm going with the decision here.
I think both guys are really good. I was watching a little bit of tape on them today, too. I think they're both really good. I think it's a good fight. I'm disappointed in their matchup because someone has to lose now, right? And they're both undefeated. So I'm a little surprised by it. But at the same time, hey, dude, there's a lot of, like I just said in the last podcast, there's a lot of flyweights now. You know, it's sink or swim. So someone's going to win, someone's going to lose here. And the winner, I think, will, you know, look pretty good in victory. I think it's going to be a competitive fight. I think it's a tough one to call. I'm really going back and forth on this one. I don't know. I think it can go either way. I'm slightly in Lima because I think he's got like all this like professional Muay Thai and kickboxing experience, which makes me lean him a little bit in what I think will be a stand-up fight using its experience here. But, you know, I think Zaffarino, man's got power and he's got wrestling, so he might win the fight. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not betting on this fight. I'll stay away from it. I think it's going to be a fun fight, but I'll take the guy with a little bit more striking experience. I'll go with Lima, but he's a little bit older too, 25 to 20. They're both good prospects, man. It's a very interesting matchup they would book these two young guys against each other. Anyways, we'll go back to the comments here. True doesn't like Lima. You think, I guess you like Seferino. I agree, Patrick sucks. The one's going to lose. Michael Bay, thick Mick Parkin gets done by robbery split decision. That's very possible too, by the way. I think that's possible. Does the fight go to the decision? This one, it might. It's possible. I kind of feel like Lima might look like he did in the last fight where he just like leg kicks the dude and like outstrikes him. But I also feel like a finish is possible because Zaffarino hasn't gone. I don't think he's gone the scorecards yet. No, he hasn't. So probably it's probably a stoppage. I don't have a great read on this fight. I mean, how could you really? There's limited tape on these guys. I mean, you can go look it up yourself. There's not a ton of tape. You know, I watched Zaffarino's fights on the regional scene, and he looks good, man. But Lima's got some kickboxing experience. So, yeah. All right, go to the next fight here. This one, women's bantamweight bout, Montserrat Rendon against Daria Zelenkova. It's a tough one to pronounce. I'm not going to lie. This one's tough to pronounce. I'll have to hear it a few more times to pronounce it properly. Daria. We'll call her Daria, Marcel, because the last name's tough. You want to give it a shot? You want to try?
Daria Zelenkova.
Zelenkova. Okay, there we go. So I hope that's right. I think it is. I watched her tape this morning. So I cut out the crack of dawn, guys, watching tape on Daria Zelenkova. Tough one to pronounce, man. Anyways, she is favored here. She's a minus 175 favorite. Monster Rendon plus 145. You want to hear my thoughts on this one?
Yeah.
So I watched the tape. I didn't know anything about her. She came from Aris, where she fought Melissa Dixon. She lost to her. She also beat Leanna Jujua, so she fought in the UFC as well. So there's quite a bit of tape on her as well. You can watch her fights on YouTube. I mean, dude, she's pretty good, I think. Good striker and some decent wrestling too. And I think like what I've seen from her, she's getting better as the years go on too, because I watched her like first couple of fights and, you know, there's parts of those fights where she didn't look amazing, but then as the years have gone on, she's gotten better. She did get finished by Melissa Dixon, but Melissa Dixon's actually quite good, I think, and she's ranked. So that's not like a bad loss. The other fights she won in Aris, I think she's decent. Rendon, to me, Marcel, is she's, first off, all her fights have gone the distance. Six decisions, three by split. She's like barely squeaking by, and it's not that impressive to watch. She does have a good jiu-jitsu game like in her background, but hasn't really used it so far. I think she's okay. I mean, she's pretty scrappy. She'll walk forward. She'll stand and trade. It's not like the best striking, but it's passable. Her ground game is obviously good, but we haven't really seen too much of it. What I don't like is she's 35, so she's my age. And, you know, I know she won that fight against Tamir Vidal, who's a pretty young fighter, but Vidal doesn't really have too much of a ground game. This girl, I think, Daria, from what I saw, had a better ground game. And her striking is pretty good, too. So, again, I can't bet on this one, Marcel, either, because you got two debutants, and she might – I don't know her gas tank. That's the one concern as well. The gas tank worries me. But I think the girl's pretty, like, good, pretty good, pretty well skilled, good skills everywhere. So I'll pick her to win the debut in Daria, but I wouldn't bet on this fight, man. I wouldn't touch it. What do you think, man?
First of all, to reply to Patrick, Adam told me earlier this morning that Pornhub was restricted in Canada, so that's probably why.
No, it's in Texas, it's restricted, not in Canada, man. Trust me, I checked.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm also going with Zalesnyakova. I think she's decent, man. The thing is, like, you never know with the Octagon Jitters, the first UFC fight, you know. Yeah. Randon just got by over Tamira Svidal with a split decision last time. Yeah. I'm going with Zalesnyakova as well, but I'm not sure. You know, I feel the same way. I'm picking her, but, man, would it surprise me if Randon edges out a decision. So, yeah, that's my thoughts about it.
You know what happened, Patrick? So I fell asleep early last night, and I got up super early, and I was like, okay, we're going to do the podcast this morning. What's the point of even going back to bed? So I went and watched the tape on this fucking fight. I can't believe it. And the other one, the Brazilian guys. There was one other fighter was watching tape up too, I think, later on. But, yeah, if it goes distance, probably. I think it probably does. Yeah. Anyways, let's go to the next fight here. We got your boy, Yarno Evans. Yarno, is it Yarno or Jarno? How do you pronounce it?
I always say Yarno, but he says Jarno.
Jarno Ahrens against Steven the Ninja Wynn, making his debut. It's funny how Steven Wynn is making his debut after the AJ Cunningham guy, who he fucking destroyed on Contender.
Yeah.
Steve Wynn is the -198 favorite, +164 on Jarno. Listen, I know your boy Jarno, you like the guy, and we both picked him against Sungwoo Choi, remember? He lost. I can't pick your guy, man. I can't do it. I think Steven Wynn probably, like, I don't know if he finishes him, but I think he definitely wins the fight. I actually really like Steven Wynn in this fight. He's just such a good striker, man. He really is. And, you know, his only loss in his career is that Elon Cruz flying knee. That's it. I mean, the guy's been impressive otherwise. He has 2 wins on Contender. He's been on there 3 times. So he's fought in the Apex 3 times now. He's ready to go, man. He's been waiting to make his debut in the UFC for a long time. I like this guy. I think he's a good striker. I think it's a good signing for the division. And I think he's going to win this fight, dude. So either a decision or a knockout, but I think Steven Wynn definitely wins. And I don't know. Let's see your thoughts. You hitting that dog button or no?
I'm not sure. You know, the thing is, like, listen, man, Jarno's stand-up is pretty decent. You know, he knocked down Sungwoo Choi, but his problem was the wrestling, you know, and the top control of the fighters he fought. It was the same problem with the Gomis, you know. He almost got Gomis in the last round with submission, but he didn't,
yep.
You know. And he had his moments in both those fights, but he lost both those fights. The thing is, like, what do you think Wynn is going to do? Is he going to strike with him, or is he also going to implement his ground game? So if he's going to strike with him, I think Jarno has a chance to win the fight. You know, if he implements his ground game, I think Wynn has a good ground game, you know, as well. I think it's an easier bet for him to win there. I think it will go to decision. I think it will be close, man. I'm not going to hit the dog button. I'm not going to say Wynn is going to win. So Wynn is going to win. But I think it will go to a decision, and I'll keep it in the middle who's going to win here.
You're making a pick, really. You have a draw or something? Or?
No, I'm not making a pick. I don't feel to.
I understand why. I get it. You don't want Yarno seeing it. I understand. All right, go to the comments here. Losing by decision, Yarno does. Yeah, I think Wynn probably wins by decision here. Wynn did look good at Contender. Okay, let's go to the next fight here. We got short notice replacement, Miles Johns taking on Cody Gibson. Gibson was supposed to fight Davey Grant originally. That would have been a fun one. I think this fight's still pretty good. Johns, -122 favorite, small favorite. Gibson, +102. I mean, listen, Cody Gibson had a fucking war against Brad Katona. It was a great fight. I'm glad he got a contract, deserved it. But, like, even with the short notice, dude, I like Miles Johns in this fight. I really like him here. I know he's coming off that, like, failed drug test or whatever, but, like, it's not, like, steroids or anything. It's something else. And the guy's been pretty fucking good in his career in the UFC. He's only really lost to good fighters, Castaneda and Batista. You know, he's got knockout power. He's got wrestling. He's solid, man. I think Johns wins this fight. I think probably a decision. Most likely, because Cody's pretty tough. So I'll say decision. But, I mean, I'm surprised the line's only -122. Give me your guys' thoughts on this. Like, I understand it's short notice, but, like, I thought he'd be a bigger favorite. What do you think, man?
I think if you look at last couple of fights, I think Johns looked good. But also, I mean, Cody Gibson did look bad, you know, against Katona. I think that's why the line is like that. I'm also on Johns here. I know it's short notice, but, man, I have more, like, I think Johns has more upside in the division than Cody Gibson has, to be honest. And I always like Miles Johns, to be honest, even from his LFA days already. You know, I still think that in the UFC, he hasn't really showed his full potential yet. But, I think he wins the fight against Gibson. I'm with you there, man.
You think his brother gets signed to the UFC, Elijah?
I hope so, man. I really like Elijah too. And I think he's talented. He's actually, I think Elijah came up the same way as Fernie Garcia. Those two were the guys. And Fernie went to the UFC and Elijah had some bad luck and he didn't. I think he lost to the Bruno Bruno Sosa guy who got signed then to the UFC, you know, and he recently lost also for the title against another, I forgot his name.
I'm looking at right now, Garcia, but he bounced back and he won the belt against exactly. Walker, so.
Yeah, so I hope he gets his chance. Definitely through contender series, maybe, you know, just like
He should get a fight in contender. He's had like 10 fights in LFA. It's time for him to get a shot in contender.
I agree.
John says harder to Cotone. I agree. If I'm John's decision, trying to find a reason to make it miles, but I finish him. Found it. Cody's pretty tough. I mean, let's give him that. Cody's definitely a tough dude. He's very durable. And he's a cool dude, man. He's a teacher and a fighter. That's fucking cool. So a lot of respect for Cody Gibson. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Ricardo Ramos taking on Julian Arosa, Juicy J. Odds for this one. Ricardo Ramos -175. Arosa +145. I mean, I can't pick Arosa, dude. I can't do it. I mean, his chin is just, it's so bad. You know, he's skilled. That's the fucked up thing. Like, he's a very skilled guy, man. He's had some great wins in the UFC. He beat Kim Duwato. He beat Charles Jourdain. He beat Nate Landwehr. He's got knockout power. He has submissions. But the chin is so bad, dude. I mean, you count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 knockout losses in the UFC. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the UFC alone. I mean, I can't pick a guy with that many knockout losses. This is like, just not good. And he's been knocked out his last two fights. That's also not good. Again, he's skilled. If he can go the distance, he could win the fight. But I think Ramos, man, dangerous guy. He's got weapons everywhere. He's got knockout power. He's got submissions. I know he's been inconsistent too, but you know what, Marcel? I think he can knock him out. I just can't
spinning
trust.
Elbow?
I think it's possible. I mean, he's done it twice. I don't see why I can't do it again. I think it's possible. I don't know if I – yeah, I guess I'll call it. Fuck, spinning back elbow, knockout. There we go. I'll take it. Why not? Who are you picking?
Yeah, I think Ramos kind of got like overconfident in his last fight against Jourdain, you know, and he got subbed. He didn't expect that. I didn't expect that either, to be honest. I'm also on Ramos here, man. I think Arosa makes it a fun fight now and then, but he struggles against better competition, I feel like, and I think Ramos is the better competition here. So also Ramos, also by finish, yeah.
I'm just answering Drew's comment because he says Ramos doesn't have a great chin. He's been dropped once in the UFC, so he's been dropped, but Arosa's been knocked out 6 times and dropped 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. He's been dropped 9 times, guys. That's not good. I'll just say that. So Ramos by knockout. All right, go to the next fight here. This is a fun fight, I think, too, flying under the radar. I thought it was co-main event originally. I thought I saw it as co-main. Kurt Holobo against Trey Ogden. I guess they moved it down the prelims now. Prelim main event. Fun fight here. Trey Ogden is favored. He's -148. Kurt Holobo +124. Give me your thoughts on this one. What do you think?
So, yeah, Kurt Holobo finally got his first win in the UFC, right? By the Ultimate Fighter finale against Austin Hubbard. The funny thing is, man, the guy he beat, that Lee Hammond fight, that Connors guy, I was sure the UFC was going to sign him. And then I think he signed with Combate Global and he lost recently there. So,
oh, he did.
Yeah. So I was actually convinced the UFC was gonna sign him, but they didn't. Kurt Holobo, yeah, man, I always felt like Kurt Holobo just had some bad luck, you know, in the UFC. You know, he had his first stint in the UFC was 0-3. He's lost to Barcelos, Burgos, and Moises. You know, that's a tough. How do you say that? That's a tough opponents to fight. You know, won the Ultimate Fighter, looked good against Hubbard, I think. And I didn't expect him to beat Halbert, to be honest, you know. Trey Ogden got screwed in his last fight against Nicholas Motta, we all remember. And I think Trey Ogden kind of surprised me sometimes, you know. He surprised me against Daniel Zalhuber in the UFC. He lost to Ignacio Bahamondes, but I expected that. But that was also a lot closer than I expected. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a close fight, man. I kind of wanted to side with Trey Ogden here, man. Decision.
Yeah, I mean, he is the favorite here. By the way, this is actually Holobo's third stint because he fought Steven Seiler at the Jones signing card in 2013.
Yeah.
It took 5 years off, and then he came back for a second stint, got cut, came on contender, finally won the fight after 10 years. He beat Austin Hubbard. So, wow. Perseverance, man. I've always liked Kurt Holobo. I think he's definitely a live dog here. He's a good fighter, man. He's like won all these fights in a row by finish now, too. So, he's like evolving as a fighter at an older age, too, which I like to see. But again, the record the UFC speaks for itself, it's not very good, you know. So I'm still not completely sold on him at this level. I think Ogden's like pretty solid. I mean, I wasn't sure what to think of him coming to the UFC, like, you know, but he's looked good. I mean, beats Zalhuber, that win looks really good now, you know. he definitely beat Mata, the referee and whatever fucked it up. Who was that? Mike Beltran? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He got robbed of a win bonus. He got robbed of a bonus. The Levy fight was competitive too. I mean, he's solid. He's also a coach, right, for those guys. Like, I think he's Miles John's coach, isn't he? I think he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
yeah, that's crazy. So I don't know if he's going to be in his corner and then fight a few minutes later. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But the guy's, like, he's married to the game, basically. I think he basically took over, like, Krause's, like, all his team, basically, right? Like, he coaches a lot of those guys now. So hopefully he didn't bet. I don't think he was.
But, you make me think about the line in an Eminem song when you said that.
Which song?
Not Afraid.
There we go.
He said he's married to the game, like you for Christmas. Yeah.
There you go. I think he wins the decision. I'll say that. I'll pick up my decision. Dre Ogden. So same pick there as well. I don't know what happened to Krause, man. It's like we'll never hear from this guy again. Like Dana said, what is it? You go to fucking prison or something. What did Dana White say? What was the line? Yeah, federal fucking prison or something? Yeah, yeah. What's up, Craig? Glad to have you here, man. All right, we'll go. By the way, Ogden, I don't think none of his fights have ever ended with a knockout, which is pretty crazy because he has like 23 MMA fights and none of them ended with him getting knocked out or him knocking his opponent. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. This kicks off the main card, I believe, right, Marcel?
Yeah.
Fernando Padilla, Luis Pajuelo. Fun fight here, really fun fight in the UFC lightweight, featherweight division. And right now we have odds. Fernando Padilla is -180, Luis Pajuelo +150. What's your thoughts on this one, man?
First of all, I hope DC is not on the call for this card because he's going to say Pajuelo like 20 times before he's walk out. Yeah, man. I mean, Luis Pajuelo, he looked really good on the contender series against Robbie Ring, man. He got that first round finish, got the contract, one of the three or four Peruvian guys who got a contract during the contender series last year. Let me drink something before I'm going to
do it.
Yeah, I needed that.
No worries.
Yeah, Fernando Padilla. He got the loss against Carl Nelson. He didn't look good, man. That was at the Noche UFC card last September. Before that, got that knockout win over Juliet Arosa. He was signed for a long time. I think the UFC only made his debut last year. I think he was signed for 2 years already. It's a difficult one, man, to be honest, man. I mean, Padilla has beat the better opponents, in my opinion, but Pajuelo looked really good on the contender series. And he looked like... he looked really good. I think I'm picking the underdog here, man. I'm going with Pajuelo. I think he can beat Padilla. Padilla, I thought he was pretty decent, man, and I still think he is, but he really disappointed me in the Carl Nelson fight, man.
Hit it again for me, dude. Yeah. Consensus underdog number one on this card, Luis Pajuelo. We both have him here. Bro, I like this guy. I did watch some more of his fights this morning. See, I thought Robbie Ring was a really good prospect. Now, looking back now, obviously he's been trained by his parents. I mean, that's not a great sign. But listen, regardless, that guy had a nice win there. And, you know, you watch his other fights on the regional scene. Dude, he's pretty dangerous. And, like, almost all his fights are him getting these, like, late stoppages, too, or even early. He's just a dangerous guy. He's super fucking tough, too. I think it's going to be hard to put this guy away. He's always going to come for you. I think this fight's going to be a good fight. I think it's a good opening card fight because I think they're going to stand and trade. And also, Padilla is very durable. He's never been knocked out. So this might be the first time he gets knocked out, but he also can go to decision. Because, again, I think Pajuelo is very dangerous. Go ahead.
I'm a grateful dude, by the way, dog or pass. I think that's...
Oh, this is definitely dog or pass.
By the way, true. Yeah. True. Too early for a monster. I explained in their first podcast why not.
He'll have to run it back to the bathroom. But anyways, yeah. Fan of fight, but I'm with you. I mean... I wasn't impressed with that fight by Padilla. I know he had some good fights on like LFA and Fury. He's decent. I mean, he's decent, but I like Pajuelo better. And I think that, you know, he's so dangerous, man. Like he really is. I think he's going to hurt this dude. I think he'll just damage him a lot more. I think that's what happens here. Don't know if he finishes, but regardless, he'll win the fight, I think, with damage. Either he damages him enough to stop the fight or he just wins a decision. I think he's a good dog here. +150, I think those odds are off. Yeah, I lean him to win the fight. So we have the same pick here, Marcel.
Nice.
Consensus dog. Kick off the main card. Here we go. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Billy Quarantillo against Yusuf Salal. Odds for this one, we got Quarantillo -148. Salal +124. All right, so Salal got signed on short notice. He's dating Macy Barber, by the way, right now. And I kind of feel like, and I know that he's managed by Jason House, I think, right? So he's got a manager that's, you know, super tight with the UFC. But I don't know, man. I mean, Macy Barber and Dana White are very close too. And I kind of feel like she was like, probably like, hey, Dana, we got to get my boyfriend in the UFC now. So yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you guys. I wasn't sure what to think because I know he had this win streak. I went and watched the fights. They're all on YouTube. I watched them this morning, his last three fights. Marcel, he's looked really good lately, dude. I don't know if you watched the fights. He's been fucking destroying these guys. He's looking really good. And I think he kind of got a raw deal in his first UFC stint. He had three wins. He lost to three pretty good guys, including Topuria, who went the distance with. And he had the draw, and then he got cut. But since then, he's beaten three guys. The last guy he beat was 0-0. So, I mean, that fight doesn't really count that much. But the other two guys are not terrible, and he knocked them both out. Trades at a great camp at Factory X. Good striking, good grappling. I think he's looked good, man. Listen, I really like Billy Q a lot, too. I've always liked the guy. But he's a guy that's, you know, always in fucking wars, dude. He's a guy that can be damaged a lot. He can be taken down. We saw against Gavin Tucker. That worries me, dude, in this fight. I think Salah can mix it up. I think he can take him down. I think he can hurt him, too. And he's a lot younger, too, 8 years younger. So despite the short notice, Marcel, hit the button. Let's go. Let's do it. I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it. I'm taking Zalal. I think he's going to win the fight. I'll take him by decision. I think he can grind this one out. Listen, Billy Q's a good fighter, but I'll tell you also, guys, I looked at the opening odds. Minus 300 Billy Q, now it's down to minus 148. There's a lot of people betting on Zalal, and I think it's justified here. I was talking to James Lynch, too. He's also picking him, Zalal. Again, watch the fights yourself. I mean, the record, the last guy, I'm not even looking at that fight because that fight was a joke, but the other two fights, those guys aren't that bad. They're not that bad. 6-2, 9-3, they're not that bad. And he also won a couple of boxing and kickboxing matches too. So he's been putting the work in on the regional scene. And again, Marcel, this is not a guy who's new to the UFC. We saw him in the UFC before, you know? And again, he had a split decision with Woodson. He lost a decision to Topuria, lost a decision to Troy, which I'm sure he'd have back. The Blackshear fight, a lot of people thought he won that fight, you know? So I think he's the guy that's ready for a second chance, and I think he's going to win the fight. So I'll take him to win here, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I knew you was going to pick him because I saw the Partick Shot podcast this week. So you were talking about it with James. I'm not going to pick him, man. I think Zalal is very good. But short notice, I know he's good, but still, I think Billy Q wins the fight. I think he wins a decision here. I think it will be close. The thing is with Zalal, he got three wins. That's true. The Jake Childers win is very good, I think. You know.
Yeah, but that guy's not a can at all. I mean, I don't think – I agree. I disagree, Trees. That guy's not a can. You know, I'm not saying he's great, but he's not a can. Sorry about
true that. Definitely, but I think Billy Q will probably has a tough first round like he has sometimes, you know, but I think he wins the second or third round. I think he does well. Wouldn't be surprised if Zalal wins. I think it's a much closer fight than many people expect it to be, you know. I think Zalal is good, but yeah,
and I think it goes in distance too. I mean, they're both pretty tough, you know, so I think it's gonna go the distance. All right, let's go to the next fight. What's up, Glenn? Here we got Glenn here. What's up, man? What's up? Glad to have you here, Glenn. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Peyton Talbot taking on Cameron Simon. Up to this one, Talbot, the line's moving in his direction now. I think it was like a pick-em yesterday when I look, and now it's minus 155 Talbot, plus 130 Simon. And I agree with this because I like Talbot here too, man. I like this kid, Marcel. I think he's a really good prospect. Obviously, he looked great in Contender Series. And then his debut against Nick Aguirre, he submits him. 7-0. Doesn't fought the best competition, but he's looked impressive. And Cameron Simon, he's a guy who's decent, but also, like, we've seen some holes in his game at this point. You know what I mean? I don't think he's a guy that it's unbeatable by any means. I mean, we saw him just lose to Christian Rodriguez. And even the fights, again, like, he beat Terrence Mitchell. That guy shouldn't be in the UFC. The Manny Martinez fight was pretty competitive. And the cause of the fight, it was not good. He kept getting taken down and eventually finished that guy after grabbing the fence a bunch of times, I think, or something like that, or legal – was it a legal
– I think he kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah, that's what it was. Or something legal grounded opponent, I think it was. I can't remember now, but it was like a foul-filled fight. It wasn't impressive at all. He's a guy that fouls a lot in his fights. I don't like that. But he's decent. I mean, I'm not trying to shit on Cameron Simon. I think they're giving him a hard fight, though. I think Talbot is going to keep the fight standing and outstrike him due to win the decision. That's what I think. I think it'll be Talbot getting his record improved 8-0 here. I like the guy to win. What do you think?
I think this.
Here we go.
I mean, Talbot is a good fighter, don't get me wrong. He's still young, but I think Cameron Simon is better right now. You know, I think Cameron Simon is further in his career right now. You know, I know that Talbot is 2 years older, but I feel like Simon has fought the better opponents so far, you know. And Yeah, I mean, when this fight got announced, I was like, this is a great fight, looking forward to it. But, man, I think Cameron Simon wins this. I think it's too early for Peyton Talbot to fight somebody like Cameron Simon. I think Simon's really good. Not a finish, but I take a decision here for Cameron Simon. I think he wins the fight. That was what my lead was when I saw the fight first time. I was like, this is too early for Talbot, man. And definitely if I look at the Nick Aguirre fight he had, he got dominated in the first round. You know, he came back after that, but he got dominated in the first round. And I think Simon can do three rounds of that, you know. So, yeah, yep. Simon for me.
There we go. We got a bunch of guys in the chat too. Fight Realm like Simon, True like Simon. Patrick thinks it's tough to pick. I mean, he might win. He's good. I'm a little surprised by the matchmaking here. I'm not going to lie. This one surprised me
too. I agree.
But, yeah, my lean is Talbot, though. So we'll go to the next fight here. We got... get this comment. Sometimes we see prospects lose a couple in a row. I think it's one of the times Cameron goes down. It's possible, but we'll see what happens. All righty. We'll go to the next fight here. Middleweight Edmund Shahbazyan against AJ Dobson. Dobson was supposed to fight last month against, who was it again, Marcel? He was supposed to fight in that 298 card, right?
Against Trishon Gore.
Yeah, Gore fell out, and then they just booked it for this card.
Yeah.
A month later, so he's been training.
Atman was supposed to fight Dusko Todorovic on this card.
I think he would have beaten Dusko, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure Dobson would have beaten Gore. So you got a fight between two guys I would have picked to win. Now I have to pick one of them to win. Hit the button. Dog pick for me. I'm taking AJ Dobson, dude. I can't pick Edmund. I can't do it, Marcel. I just can't do it, man. Like, just too many holes in his game. You know, he's got power. I mean, it's disappointing, too, the way his career's panned out because. Bro, when he came in the UFC, I was like, holy shit, this guy's really good. He knocked out Brad Tavares with a head kick. I was like, holy fuck. And then we just seen him. He's one of these guys that, you know, he really breaks after that first round. And I think Dobson is a guy that's super tough, good cardio, good wrestling. I think he's going to break him, dude. Dobson's going to decision. That's why I'm kind of leading a decision here. But I also feel like he could get on top and land ground and pound and finish Edmund. Edmund needs to win this fight, I think, to stay in the UFC, sadly enough. He does train with great guys, with Strickland and all those guys. Curtis, all those dudes. Really like Edmund. Great dude. You know, super young, still only 26 still. So still super young. But to me, Dobson can win this fight, dude. I think he can just take him down, grind him out, and either win on the scorecards or win by ground and pound. I like Dobson to win here, man. I'm taking the dog. What do you think?
Edmund finishes in the first round. I'm going with Edmund by knockout early in the first round. That's the way to go. If you don't go, if you go for later in the fight, you might go Dobson because of the gas tank of Edmund always is a problem. Yeah. I think Edmund connects and Edmund cleans his clock. Knockout.
Edmund. You think if he loses, he gets cut? You think it's possible? It's
very possible, I think. You know, but let's hope not for him.
Well, the next fight here, we got the co-main event, the heavyweights. Marcel, I'm sure you love this. Carl Williams against Justin Taffa. I don't think Junior's going to fill in this time. Odds for this one, -230 Carl Williams, +190 Justin Taffa. I'll let you start on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, this is like a striker versus grappler kind of fight. You know, yes. Carl Williams has won his fights by pretty much wrestling his opponents, Chase Sherman, Lucas Brusaski, Jimmy Lawson. He won by wrestling, you know, and if you look at Justin Taffa, he wins by knocking out his opponent. So it's either pretty much a knockout for Taffa early in the fight or Carl Williams dominates him by decision or even finishes him because I think the guys who Carl fought on the ground before are better on the ground than Justin Taffa is, you know, but just Taffa is just that knockout power that is more, I don't find the English word, which is harder to fight. Chase Sherman, in comparison to Chase Sherman and Lucas Brusaski, we don't have that knockout power, you know? Mm-hmm. They have knockout power, don't get me wrong, but no, not that kind of knockout power. You go Taffa first round or you go Carl Williams by either submission late or decision, you know? This is such a difficult one, you know, because you can see after 1 minute what's going to happen probably if the fight goes 1 minute. what do you say, man? Give me your input here.
I think it's really hard to call, man, honestly. I think it's tough to call. I mean, it really comes down to whether or not you think Carl Williams can take down Taffa. And the thing is, Taffa, there's not a lot of information. Despite having all these fights on the UFC, there's not like a lot of information on his takedown defense. He really hasn't fought like a wrestler yet, you know what I mean? So... that's what makes this interesting, because Carl Williams is just going to wrestle him. Carl Williams, he's an interesting prospect because he is 34, but like he's new to or 35 actually. He's new to MMA though, right? Or sorry, he's 34, excuse me. But he's new to MMA. That's the point I was making, is like he's still only 10 fights into his career. He's still green. I watched a few of his fights today too. Like, again, great wrestler, right? He did get submitted in the one fight. He was kind of like overconfident. He was on top and got submitted from the guy was on the bottom and triangled him. So I don't see that happening here. He seems like a pretty smart fighter. I'm still like not sold to striking. Also, we don't even know how his chin is. Like, is his chin any good? I don't know. Taffa hits like a fucking cannon. So, you know, one blast from this guy's punch, he's going to knock him out probably. But again, you know, Taffa's cardio is a concern to me too. The fight goes on. I don't know, man. I could definitely see why you take a dog shot in this one too. I think I have to lean Williams because I do tend to lean the grapplers in these kind of fights. Striker grappler fight. I'll lean the guy I think can control where the fight takes place. But there's no way in hell I would lay my 230 on Carl Williams in this matchup. I don't like love the matchup for him, but I'll take him because he's a better grappler. So there's my pick. Carl Williams, my decision.
I wouldn't say it's the most safe pick, but how safe is it when Taffa knocks him out?
Not really safe at all. I don't know why he's minus 230. I think the odds are off. I mean, from a betting perspective, he probably is dog or pass. I'm just not going to pick the dog in this.
But
I was thinking about this morning. I got to be honest. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm going to be a bitch. I'm with you. I'm also going with the decision for Carl Williams, but I'm just not sure either. It's such a 50-50 fight, this one, you know?
It is. It's a weird fight, man. Like, again, these are not the easiest fights to break down. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Amanda Ribas taking on Rose Namajunas. Main event. Five-round main event. Women's flyweight bout. Rose favored, minus 180. Amanda Ribas, plus 150. I like Rose in this fight, man. I think she wins this fight. This is a good bounce-back spot for her, I think. I mean, if she loses, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if she retires, honestly. Not because she's losing the bad fighters, but just because, like, it would be like, wow, like, three fights losing skid. I don't know how she'd be bounced back from that. But, like, again, you know, you look at Rose's career, dude. I think, you know, she hasn't fought that much. She has, I think it's, like, 14 fights in the last 10 years. She only fights, like, one, maybe two times a year. It's not that much. Not even two times a year, really. But, dude, like, throughout her career, she's fought the best of the best. I mean, she's fought Carla twice. I know the last fight was bad, but she's fought her twice. She beat Zhang twice. She beat Joanna twice. She beat Andrade in that one fight too, Torres. So she's fought in the best of the best, dude. I mean, she's a great striker. She has good submissions, great cardio for five rounds. She's pretty tough too. She's hard to finish. I think Rose is a great fighter, man. I really do. And I'm not ready to write her off just yet. You know, maybe I'm stupid, man, but like the last two fights, you know, the Manon fight was pretty competitive. And the fight with Carla, it was a horrible fight, but it was still competitive. So she's not getting blown out. She's losing close fights to girls who are good. And Ribas is very good too, but I've seen her get knocked out a couple times, dude. She's been knocked out three times in her career. She's inconsistent. She's fought good competition, but I don't think to the level that Rose has. I think this is kind of a step down for Rose. I like Ribas a lot, but like, where does she win the fight? Like on the ground? Maybe she could out-wrestle her, maybe, but I don't know. And then submission-wise, I think Rose is pretty good at defending submissions. And then on the feet, I know that she's coming off that win over Luana Pinheiro, which was a nice win, but like, I can't get those other fights where she got really knocked out over my head. So five rounds for Rose to work, man, in a small cage. I feel like Rose can finish her. So Rose by knockout. There we go. That's my pick. What do you think, man?
Yeah, man, it's I mean, Rose still, it's mostly like, how is she mentally, you know, with Rose? You know, is she mentally there? Because if she's there, if she's mentally in, she's really good, and she's still one of the best in the world, I feel. With Ribas, inconsistent. I think Ribas is still pretty good. But, man, she looked rough in the first round against Pinheiro last time. She came back, great win. But if she looks that rough against Rose, I think Rose gets it done, you know. As painful for me as to say, I think Rose wins the fight. And not because I don't like Rose, but I really like Ribas, as you know. I think Rose wins. Will be a finish or a decision. But, I'm going with Rose.
Yeah, I think so too, man. Again, just the level of competition, it's really unmatched. I mean, and I don't know what you think, but I think Rose will be in the Hall of Fame one day. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because her quality of wins are just so good. I know she has some losses that I'm sure she'd want to have back, but the quality of wins is just, it's really hard to find better quality wins than two wins over Zhang, two wins over Joanna. I mean, that speaks for itself. So we got the same pick there. get a couple comments here really quick. I know you have to go to that game. Just give me a second here, Marcel. We'll start.
Yeah, I have 5 minutes, so go ahead.
Sure. Joe still with Whitman. She's with that camp with all those girls, like, right? Like, Miranda Maverick, Tisha Torres, some other girls there. It's a really good camp. People discount Good Roses. I mean, she's still good. Does Apex help Rose? I think so. I think so, Glenn. I think it does help her. This fight should have had 125 debut. I agree. Manon's good, man. And she, and the fight with Manon was close. You know, it was 29-28. If that was a 5-round fight, she might have won the fight. Who knows? Would you pay $3,000 per ticket that they're asking? I mean, that's fucking crazy. Is that what they're asking? Jesus Christ. No, I wouldn't pay that, Glenn. No.
No.
I know Marcel wouldn't either. I pay a lot of money for a lot of stupid shit. Not that.
I paid for when I was in Hamburg, I paid, I think, $120 for a ticket, and I was almost like I was in the first row.
That's which how card was that?
What
card?
That was the Barnett against Arlovski fight.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, the prices have skyrocketed over the years, but especially in the Apex. Okay. So just to recap the card, the rundown quickly. For dogs on this card, I picked Yusuf Salal. I took Luis Paulo. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, Paulo. That's what I said. Yeah.
I was going to say, Paulo was our consensus dog. That was the only one, right? That was the only one?
Mm-hmm.
I also took Zawal, and I took, what was it, Dobson as dogs. Yeah. And then Marcel also took as dogs. He took
Simon.
Cameron Simon. And was there one other one or no? I can't remember. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think so. So, oh, no, you took that other guy, Severino. You took him too.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, but we each have three dogs, and I think these fights can go either way, too, so I mean, we'll see what happens. But we do have one consensus dog, Luis Paulo. Main event for St. Louis, do you have anything for that?
No, I have no idea. Yeah. I really have no idea.
Put Charles Johnson in the main event.
Michael Johnson. Also
Michael Johnson. Right? Michael against Charles, Battle of the Johnsons. Johnson versus Johnson. They got to do that poster one day. All right, let's go quickly to Bellator. Just really quick, Marcel, because I honestly don't really care about this card that much. I don't know about you. Do you have any thoughts on this card, Bellator Belfast? Any quick thoughts?
Can you pick this? Can you put it on screen, dude? Look at it. I know some of the fights, but I didn't even look at it before we got to talk.
All right. Well, main event, Corey Anderson, it's Carl Moore. You can see it, right? Yeah.
I think the co-main is better than the main event.
Yeah, I agree. So I think Corey Anderson probably wins, but Carl Moore's not bad. He's actually not too bad. It's a good fight. You know, it's not bad. I'm going to pick Jeremy Kennedy, dude. I'm going to take him. What do you think?
Me too.
Yeah, I think so too. He's Pitbull's on the – he's declining. You got knocked out by that guy in Rising. That's not good, you know. So Kennedy's solid, man. I'll take Fabian Edwards, but Jeffrey's solid. Two Canadians on this card. It's kind of weird. But,
I'm picking Jeffrey.
Yeah, you got Jeffrey. There we go. And then any other fights you care about to fight?
Leandro Higo. I'm picking Gallagher over Higo. I'm picking Musayev over Davis.
Anything else you care about? Luke Trainer and Grant Neal's not bad.
That's a fun fight. Good. Yeah, pretty low on the card, though.
This Jordan Newman guy is good prospect, too. He should win his fight. Yeah, it's not bad. I got to be honest, though. I just feel like it's so weird that Bellator's still around. It's just so weird to me. I don't know what you think. What's his name? Manuel Sosa is another good prospect. Can they know? He's also good. There's a good prospect. It's not a bad card. I just feel like it's weird that, I don't know, Bellator still exists. It's like, you know, you got two promotions going, you know, with the same fighters going back. And then some of these guys go to PFL to fight for the tournament, but Pitbull and Kennedy stay in Bellator. But then, like, Pedro Carvalho went to PFL. It's kind of weird. I don't know. So, Musayev's out. Oh, you got a new opponent, though, didn't you? I thought you got a new opponent.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, anything else you want to say, Marcel, before we get
on? Not really. Good.
All right, cool. Listen, guys, we got to get going because Marcel's going to watch his team Ajax lose. No, I'm just joking.
I wouldn't be surprised at this moment.
Who are they playing? Who are they playing today?
Sparta away game. So, and I think the last three seasons we won 1-0. So, and we're fucking suck this season. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we lose. So,
all right. Well, there you go. So, Marcel, go and enjoy your team, and thanks again for doing this, and appreciate you guys joining us, and hopefully we have a good week of picks here. Last week was tough, you know, tough week, and I think this card's a little tricky too. The one thing I'll say is, you know, guys, like, again, don't force bets, you know what I mean, because some of these fights, these fighters, there's just not much information on them, you know. They have limited time in the UFC. I feel like it's better to pick fighters where you have a body of work to work with, you know. So That's the only thing I'd say about this card. Just pick your spots on it, guys.
So. I hope so too for us. I hope so too.
Marcel, here's from Jack or from Zach. I called him Jack. Hope your day gets less shitty. There you go. Gabe, sorry, man. Yeah, we're getting out of here, but go back and watch the replay, man. It was a pretty fun show. Both of them were fun. We had a guy going after us for Ian McDonald's in the first one. That was fun too. So, Patrick, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Probably back Monday, I would say, for the next recap preview. So, have a great week, everyone. Talk to you soon. Peace.